I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Next stop, Northern Cambodia. The northern city our GeoQuiz drops us off in today is a gateway city for international tourists, a gateway to Angkor. Angkor is Cambodia's World Heritage Site with its Wat temples that date back to the 12th century Khmer civilization. The temples appear on Cambodia's flag. Now, most tourists also like to poke around the city's old French Quarter and the street markets. Before you get lost in the markets or collide with one of those scooters, here's the answer. It's Siem Reap, and it's the Cambodian city that's known for its Chinese-style buildings and picturesque rice paddy countryside. It's also got reminders of the city's painful period in the 1970s, when its population was evacuated by force and came under the rule of the brutal Khmer Rouge. Author and traveler Richard Fleming is in Siem Reap now and sent us this postcard.
I'm at the night market in Siem Reap in Cambodia. It's a major shopping opportunity. There are tourists from all over the world here coming to visit the ruins of the grand temples at Angkor Wat. There are tuk-tuk drivers offering their three-wheeled motorcycle services, zipping by. People getting their feet massaged in sort of outdoor spas. Lots of restaurants and street food. But in one corner, there's a band of traditional Khmer musicians. And the musicians are handicapped. They are victims of landmine explosions. There's a terrible ongoing problem with mines here in Cambodia. And having lost arms or legs during the war in the 1970s or afterwards from the many mines that are left behind, they have now turned to playing music, essentially busking, here at the night market. So the three men in the band have prosthetic limbs, and they explained to me that they have turned to playing music in order to support their family.
He don't have no legs, and he the shoulder handicapped, and then he lost the leg in Kulen Mountain during the Khmer Rouge, and he have only the music background. So he have one wife and six children. So this kind of knowledge like that he can do. That's why the owner of the nice market asked him to come to play around to help his family.
They're playing on all kinds of instruments that I've never seen before. One looks sort of like a dulcimer. There's a kind of a xylophone instrument, something like a two-stringed violin. It's quite beautiful music to hear in the midst of this hectic market.
That's the sounds of Siem Reap in Cambodia, recorded by Richard Fleming.